We'd say goodnight and he'd complain, and I would kiss his face, and he would purr and eat a little, and Kyle would take his place. And in the morning we'd awake, I'd ask, how are you now? And he would look at me with happiness and just say, brow. I'd walk into the kitchen, make my coffee in my favorite chair. He'd settle in my lap, just the two of us sitting there. And we were so quietly happy. It was just another Leroy morning. The years they came, one by one, and then the years they passed. This whole world is temporary, nothing's built to last. He looked like he was healthy, or like he was doing fine. But betrayal, ever silent, was inside to undermine. If it came upon us by surprise, it came so suddenly. And I looked at him in desperation, and he looked back at me. And I held him in my helplessness, in my agony and shame. And I called upon my God for mercy, but he forgot my name. And I held my baby as he died, and I buried him as I cried, screaming from the emptiness inside. So began my Leroy morning. Speak of me with tears, talk about the good times and all the happy years. 'Cause I can't bear to see you cry, Daddy, I loved you so. I'm alive forever in your heart, and I will never go. And I will never go. Now I say goodnight and hear him purr in the empty space, and in the morning I kiss the air, pretend that it's his face. And I walk into the kitchen, make my coffee, favorite chair. And I smile for his memory, and I cry that he's not there. And I laugh, and I cry, and I laugh, and I cry. And I laughed and I cried and I cried forever. always be a Leroy morning.